That downed UPS A300 had airworthiness issues. U.S. Airways flight attendants to battle the anti-merger suit. And NASA readies to research hurricanes with UAVs. This is Aero News for Friday, August the 16th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The A300 being flown as UPS Flight 1354 had experienced previous issues affecting its airworthiness, according to the FAA. A story in the Louisville Courier-Journal, relayed by AL.com, reports that 6 service difficulty incidents had been reported on the airplane, 2 of which led to pilots declaring emergencies in flight. Those incidents included issues with the airplane's onboard computers, which had been replaced. The plane had also been cited for problems with brake systems and a trailing edge flap system. Airbus said that the plane was delivered to UPS in 2003, and it had accumulated about 11,000 hours, according to the paper. Television station WSMV in Nashville, Tennessee, reports that one of the pilots was Shanda Fanning of Lynchburg, Tennessee. WAFF in Huntington, Alabama, said the second pilot was Saria Beal Jr. from Matthews, North Carolina. NTSB member Robert Sumwalt said in a media briefing Wednesday that preliminary information does not indicate there was any distress call from the pilot of the airplane. Radio station WDRB in Louisville, Kentucky, reports that the NTSB recovered the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the wreckage Thursday afternoon. Getting to the devices was delayed because the tail section of the airplane, where they were located, was still smoldering from the post-impact fire. In another development, AL.com reports that former NTSB member Jim Hall said in an interview with Al Jazeera America that the FAA should go back and review its policy of exempting cargo pilots from its fatigue rules passed in 2011. The union representing U.S. Airways flight attendants came out swinging Thursday, promising to fight efforts by the U.S. Department of Justice to block the merger of U.S. Airways and American Airlines. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, AFL-CIO, vowed to defend the merger on behalf of flight attendants. Roger Holman, AFA president at U.S. Airways, said in a news release, quote, "In the name of encouraging competition, DOJ is engaging in a fantasy that risks destroying the only merger that has a chance of competing with the nation's other mega carriers in order to protect consumers," end quote. The union pointed out that DOJ itself approved earlier mergers, United and Continental, Delta and Northwest, creating the number 1 and 2 airlines. The U.S. Airways purchase of American would simply put American on par with those other airlines, creating real competition in the process and a real opportunity for workers and the community served by the merged airline. U.S. Airways' merger proposal was poised for bankruptcy court approval in the American Chapter 11 case, before DOJ filed suit to block the transaction. The merger has been widely hailed by airline analysts as the only viable option in the battle for market share to compete with carriers both large and small. AFA vowed legal action and a massive mobilization campaign in support of the merger. NASA is again prepping 2 Global Hawk UAVs for hurricane research as the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season approaches. This will be the second year for the agency's Hurricane and Severe Storm Sentinel, or HS-3, field campaign. Research meteorologist Scott Braun at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center near Washington, D.C., says the purpose of the flights is to better understand, quote, "the relative roles of the environment and those inner core processes in the formation and intensification of hurricanes in the Atlantic," end quote. The Voice of America reports that the aircraft will watch the environmental conditions near the storms and monitor the effects on their intensity. The HS-3 mission will also measure Saharan dust in the atmosphere that can have an effect on how storms form and intensify. NOAA and the NWS are still predicting an above-average Atlantic hurricane season, though they recently revised their official forecast, predicting fewer tropical storms and major hurricanes. Up until recently, television traffic reporter Amelia Rose Earhart said she believed she had a distant family tie to Amelia Earhart, the famed aviatrix who was lost during an around-the-world attempt in 1937. But last week, the woman who hopes to replicate the journey to a successful conclusion posted on her Facebook page that a team of genealogists she hired has not been able to make any connection between the two. The younger Earhart is a television traffic anchor at KUSA in Denver. Television station WCAU in Philadelphia reports that while she has admitted that there is not even a distant connection to the famous pilot, she intends to continue with her planned flight. She was at Oshkosh this summer promoting those efforts. Amelia Rose Earhart plans to make the trip with a co-pilot in a Pilatus PC-12NG. If she is successful, she would become the youngest woman to fly around the world. When Aero News continues, looking for work? Flexjet is hiring. The F-35B readies for sea trials. And supersonic electric VTOL?
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, August the 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Pilots looking for work will want to note that fractional jet ownership services provider Flexjet is intensifying its recruitment of pilots throughout the aviation community to satisfy increasing demand. Flexjet recently reported 96% growth of new fractional and jet card sales when comparing January to June 2013 to the same period in 2012. Jason Weiss, the Vice President of Operations at Flexjet, said, quote, "We are thrilled to be expanding our dedicated pilot team during this exciting growth period and anticipate hiring in the double digits in 2013 and beyond," end quote. Flexjet first officers are all type-rated in their assigned aircraft and complete the same training as required by captains. Additionally, pilots are trained and checked every 6 months, regardless of seat assignment. Interested pilots should have at least 2,500 hours of total flight time, 500 hours of multi-engine flight time, and 500 hours of turbine time. Additionally, all new pilots are required to have an airline transport pilot certificate and a first-class medical. Lockheed Martin's F-35B short takeoff vertical landing aircraft will be going to sea next week. The developmental aircraft is slated to undergo sea trials, known as Developmental Test 2, or DT-2, on board the USS Wasp. DT-2 is the second of three planned tests aimed at defining and expanding the F-35B's shipboard operating envelope for the Marine Corps. This next round of testing follows the recent accomplishment of the 500th vertical landing on August the 3rd. BF-1, the aircraft which reached that milestone, also accomplished the variant's first vertical landing in March of 2010 at NAS Patuxent River, Maryland. The F-35B is the variant of the Joint Strike Fighter for the U.S. Marine Corps, capable of short takeoffs and vertical landings for use on amphibious ships or expeditionary airfields to provide air power to the Marine Air Ground Task Force. The F-35B will replace Marine AV-8B Harriers and F-18 Hornets. The successful completion of the upcoming sea trials is key to declaring F-35's initial operating capability for the U.S. Marine Corps in 2015. Yesterday, we reported on Elon Musk's vision of his Hyperloop, a solar-powered near-speed-of-sound people transport that could move people between cities like L.A. to San Francisco in 30 minutes. The idea, he says, works well between city pairs of 1,000 miles or less. And for longer journeys? Simple. Supersonic flight with a twist. The latest idea from the creator of PayPal, SpaceX, and Tesla is said to be an airliner that would take off and land vertically, but have the capability for supersonic speeds and perhaps be powered by electricity. The Irish newspaper The Independent reports that Musk said he has a full plate with projects such as a private mission to Mars, as well as other SpaceX and Tesla programs, but he thinks a company that would be charged with building such an aircraft should be established at some point in the future. Musk's remarks came during a Google Hangout event, which also featured Virgin founder Sir Richard Branson. He said he could see a day when journeys of more than 1,000 miles could be undertaken by a supersonic passenger jet. While Musk said he has no plans to set up such a company anytime soon, if he were to do another company, it would be to create an aircraft that is a supersonic vertical takeoff and landing electric jet. Musk said, quote, "I think that is the ultimate form of transport," end quote. He went on to say that he wished someone would do that, and that if another entrepreneur doesn't come along and start such a project, then, quote, "maybe at some point in the future, I will," end quote. So if I have this right, Musk's idea would be a cross between a Harrier jet, a Concorde, and a Chevy Volt. I'm Glenn Moyer. I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.